Swinging Radio England.
In those early days, listeners were surprised to hear professionally sung American jingles on both stations. Previously, Radio London had been the only station with its own American jingles. Radio England had bought one of the classic packages produced by PAMS, Production and Marketing Services of Dallas, Texas. The jingle package was PAMS Series 27, Jet Set, and it featured many of the best novelty jingles ever recorded, with sound effects and distinctive brass mixed with a soprano girl singer. The package featured a powerful all-male singing group.
Remember this golden classic. Swinging Radio England. Good morning, the world is bright and new. Sit tight, you're always right with Swinging Radio England. Stay with the fun. Hear all the hits on Swinging Radio England. Swinging Radio England brings you up to the minute reports from the ionospheric weather checker. Live this weekend where the action is on Swinging Radio England. Let's look into the future time. Pick the tune that's gonna climb, breaking with the sound of tomorrow. Swinging Radio England.
I had gone to PAMS, which was the premier jingle house in Dallas, Texas, and you picked a series that you wanted, and you basically were stuck with that logo. But you could rearrange it. I want Trella, the high voice here, and I want so-and-so there.
The fastest thing in the air, Swinging Radio England.
The package was evidently recorded with very little guidance from the management of Radio England, as most of the lyrics remained the standard lyrics which are on the demonstration tape distributed by PAMS.
The fastest thing in the air, 77 WABC.
There were even cuts that Radio England would never use.
Swinging Radio England, with sports in action.
Britain Radio had bought a classic easy listening package from PAMS, the Smart Set.
The bright sounds of the Smart Set. Mark of quality, Britain Radio. Step up, step up to a new level of musical velvet. Smooth sounds of the Smart Set. All mark of quality, Britain Radio. Hallmark of quality, Britain Radio. The international standard for quality. Hallmark of quality, Britain Radio. smart set. Paul Markham, Wallace T, Britain Radio.
Interestingly, some years after Britain Radio closed down, the BBC had this package re-sung for Radio 2.
Two's company, each day when you're in stereo, Radio 2 from the BBC.
The DJs that were hired for Radio England were Americans Jerry Smithwick, Larry Dean, Rick Randall and Ron O'Quinn.
And I stayed at the Hilton for about 6 weeks, I guess, before we got on the air, before we got the ship over there and got it actually on the air. And I had newspaper reporters tracking me down there, television crews from this country as well as there. And so we got an awful lot of publicity, and people like Roger Day, Johnny Walker, I thought a lot of them. They taught me an awful lot about what I should know about British listeners. I tried to teach them radio as I knew it.
The other DJs were Australians Colin Nicol and Graham Gill, with English DJs Johnny Walker, Brian Tilney, Phil Martin, and Roger Day.